In just a few moments.
Yo, can somebody explain to me what is that?
Now, I'm watching the 2024 Olympics in Paris, guys, and look at his eyes.
It looks like a person, man, but no person. It just keeps getting up and down, up and down.
I was just getting home, and I saw it going back and forth with a laser beam. It scanned over me multiple times.
What in the ever living that?
No.
So there's this picture on my dad's phone.
This just showed up on his phone out of nowhere. It says January 30th, 2027.
Hi, I'm James LaFleur, and you're watching the Impossible Channel. Welcome aboard. Don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. Today we're going to be taking a look at a very strange UFO sighting that happened recently, and it's going viral all over social media. A lot of people are saying that this is the best UFO sighting of the year. Now, is it the real deal? And is there any connection to recent sightings? We're also going to be taking a look at a very creepy encounter with a supposed dogman, unexplained glitches that were caught on camera during the Olympics, and many more creepy and unexplained videos. Are you guys ready? Well, let's go. When we gaze up at the night sky, observing the countless stars, planets, and galaxies, one question inevitably arises. Are we really alone in the universe? With approximately 200 trillion stars out there, it kind of seems ludicrous to think that life only exists on Earth. But despite our relentless efforts to track signals from outer space and build advanced machines to observe the universe, we have found very little evidence that suggests otherwise. But for some mysterious reason in the past few years, things have begun to change, and the amount of strange and unexplained sightings have gone up.
Hello, Earthlings, and hello, interdimensional beings. There is a large cigar spaceship in my neighborhood in broad daylight. Yes, there is. Hi, guys. I see you up there. Yes, I do. Sitting in plain sight right over my freaking home.
Now, no one knows if this is because everyone has a phone nowadays and we're able to record these sightings, or if there's something else going on. What we do know, however, is that in most cases, these sightings can be easily confused for drones, choppers, or other objects. However, in some cases, there's absolutely no explanation to what we're seeing. And I guess that this is the case with the video that was recorded recently by YouTube channel Zona Desconhecida in Brazil. It was about 5:30 in the afternoon and the sun was just about to set in the city of Curitiba, Brazil, when all of a sudden, Zona Desconhecida YouTube channel noticed this bizarre object in the sky. So he did what anyone would do. He got his camera and immediately began to record.
Thank you.
What appears to be a metallic disc-shaped object can be clearly seen in the video, and there's one specific moment where the object appears to be morphing somehow. After being posted to Reddit and many other social medias, the video caught a lot of attention, and it seems that most internet users seem to agree that this is either the clearest footage of a UFO or it's just a balloon. While some believe that this is pretty insane footage and most likely the real deal, some think that because the object is changing shape so much, it is just a balloon. There was even an internet user who posted a comparison between a balloon and this object, and it kinda looks like it could be just a balloon. But here's where things take a very strange turn. For the past few months, other similar objects were also sighted all over the world, and this, for instance, is another video that was just recently caught on camera in Miami. Check this out.
Yo, can somebody explain to me what the hell is that? Where is it? What is that, yo? That thing is not moving. That looks like a flying saucer.
Strange, isn't it? But it doesn't stop there. Other similar objects were also seen by passengers flying over Colombia in 2023. It was also captured by a plane pilot in 2022 while flying over Medellin. Check this out. So whatever it is that Zona Desconocida captured on camera that day, it could just be another one of these mysterious objects. But I'm gonna leave it up to you. What do you think is going on here? Is this a legit sighting, or is it something else entirely? What's your take? Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a really big fan of sci-fi movies and series, such as Star Wars and Stranger Things. And when I'm not watching movies or series, I'm most likely outside watching the stars, expecting to catch something unexplained.
What in the ever-living is that?
Now, most of the times, there's not much going on except for meteors or comets, things like that. But sometimes, really strange things happen, and very rarely, they're captured on camera. And this is exactly the case with a YouTube channel by the name of Subaru Tell StarCam. On January 2023, this YouTube channel, which is focused on recording the stars, captured something really strange above Hawaii. In the video, we can see several streaks of green laser beams apparently descending from the sky, and as you can imagine, this left the entire internet completely baffled. What are these laser beams? Where are they coming from? Is it possibly extraterrestrials, or is it something else entirely? At the time, several experts came to the conclusion that this was most likely coming from Chinese satellites that were possibly measuring the weather. Needless to say, most internet users weren't convinced. Strange, isn't it? But here's where things get even stranger. Just a couple of months afterwards, several videos started popping up all over social media of what's supposed to be the same phenomenon. And on December 2023, a Twitter profile posted a video of something similar happening, this time in Texas. Check this out.
What the f*** is that, dude? What? That's it.
Something similar was also supposedly seen in Colorado. And just recently, what appears to be a red laser beam was seen descending from the sky again in Texas.
What in the ever-living f- that?
Now, as you can imagine, the entire internet was talking about this and kind of creeped out about the fact that there were mysterious laser beams coming from the sky. What were they doing? What is their purpose? And why does it mostly happen when it's raining?
What the?
Now, I'm not exactly sure if all of these videos are the real deal, if they're fake or CGI or something like that. What I do know, however, is that the official explanation is that these laser beams are most likely measuring the ice sheets and the climate, which kinda makes sense. But most internet users weren't convinced. And the weird thing is, if you start searching for other videos, you'll find a bunch of them, and this is where things take a really strange turn. Check this out.
I saw this video, I thought it was CGI or just a fake video, but upon doing some research, I realized this actually happened. But why and what was it? Let's check it out.
It's a plane flying low over people's homes, scanning the ground with that green laser. Welcome back, I'm Chris Safadi.
And I'm Lois Tomey. So what does this plane, what is it doing?
So it's not just coming from space, it's also coming from planes, and everybody wants to know what these green lasers are being used for.
Check the radar map, he's 1,200 feet off the ground. Apparently they're doing some kind of surveying at 1 a.m. Woke me up from a dead sleep. You see that green laser coming off the bottom?
And even though some people believe that these are LiDAR scanning systems to map topography and weather patterns, other people went deeper and started researching more about this company that supposedly owns these private planes. And this is when things take a really strange turn.
I was just getting home and I saw it going back and forth with a laser beam. It scanned over me multiple times. I've never had flight radar until this happened. So I'm like, what the heck is going on? But it shows that what kind of plane it was and what type of plane. I don't know who owns it. It just says private owner.
When you put the information Casey provided into the FAA website, it comes back with this information saying it's registered to Randy.
So at some point, people found out that some of these green lasers that are coming from the sky are actually coming from private planes owned by a company named Randigo. Needless to say, after this information got out, there were several Reddit threads all over the internet of people trying to find more information about this company. Several people began sharing flight patterns coming from Randigo's planes, and if you take a look at some of them, it's quite odd. And then there's this Reddit user who shared a very strange experience, and he says, "This plane flew over me this evening and was spraying something. Smell is awful. So I checked who the plane was registered to and guess what? The plane owner is Randigo, the same company that's using private planes to scan some of the cities in the US with these green lasers." Strange, isn't it? There's also the fact that Reddit users also pointed out that the company owns precisely 33 employees and 33 airplanes. Could be just a coincidence, right? But there seems to be something really odd about all of this, and it seems that most internet users agree.
You think if it was just a basic survey, they would have done it in the daytime, or they would have alerted the residents in some way if they were going to be...
But I want to know your take. What do you think these green lasers are being used for? Is it just LiDAR scanning system for topography and weather patterns, which kind of makes sense, or is it something else entirely? What's your take? If you're into hiking or camping in the woods, you might have heard at some point of the beautiful landscapes of the state of Maryland. Located in the eastern part of the United States, the state of Maryland is known to have one of the finest trail systems in the country, making it a hiker's go-to destination. But it's not just beautiful mountains and scenic trails. The state of Maryland is full of bizarre reports of strange things that happen in the woods, such as reports of a humanoid creature that resembles a goat, the infamous Blair Witch tale, and many other creepy stories usually shared by locals. Now, just a couple of months ago, while hiking in Pocomoke State Park, a man by the name of Zaka Morel found himself in a very strange situation.
Este es uno de los bosques más embrujados de Maryland.
Now, in most of Zaka Morel's videos, he's hiking all by himself, which in my opinion, isn't the smartest thing to do. You gotta really know what you're doing, where you're going, and where you're getting yourself into. And it was while hiking at Pocomoke State Park that Zach Amarell began feeling as if he was being followed by someone or something. Then all of a sudden, everything goes silent, and this is what happened. Check this out. Hola.
Me encuentro en el Pocomoke State Forest, in Maryland. Este es uno de los bosques más embrujados de Maryland. Llevo 25 minutos adentrándome aquí en el bosque. No he sentido así una sensación muy, muy, muy rara, pero algo hay aquí, porque nomás de repente es un silencio total. ¿Oyeron? ¿Oyeron? Bueno, espero hayan escuchado, pero les digo, sí hay sensación. Es una sensación rara aquí en este Pocomoke State Forest, que han sucedido muchas cosas. Ahí si desaparezco, ya saben dónde estoy, en el Pocomoke State Forest.
Did you hear that? What appears to be footsteps can be clearly heard close by. And this is when Zach Amarell becomes pretty aware that he's not all alone in the woods and that there's something there with him. Not exactly sure how to proceed, Zach Amarell makes sure that the camera is rolling just in case something happens. And luckily for him, nothing did. After all, it could have been a person that was following him or maybe something else entirely. But things were a bit different in this next video posted by the YouTube channel D's Dark Adventures.
It could be a human trail that has been used in a while, but I don't want to say. I think it's just an old trail. It's just
in a video posted on June 18th, 2024, a woman decides to go hiking all by herself in the woods in Ohio. Everything seems to be going as it should, and she's recording the beautiful scenery and all that. This is until she finds what she considers a strange trail, one that she had never seen before, and she decides to go along with it, and this is what happens. Check this out.
Really, like when the last time I came down here, you guys was picking them all out of the lineup out there. These kind of vines right here, the ones when they're hanging in the tree, and you can use this one too, but when they're hanging in the tree, you want to go to the bottom. Ah! Stop!
After hearing what sounds like footsteps in the distance, she becomes a bit creeped out, but moved by curiosity and taking into consideration that this could be just an animal or a deer, she shrugs it off and continues on following the trail. And this is what happens.
So this is like a dang camp spot. Would you look at it? This is a big ginormous rock. I hear voices, rumbling voices. Okay, so there's my accident. No. Yeah, nope.
Now scared and hearing what she believes to be voices mumbling in the woods, she turns around and quickly tries to take a shortcut to where she previously was. And this is when things take a really strange turn. Check this out.
No!
Please! Please, please, I'm leaving!
Now completely creeped out and not knowing exactly what it is that she's dealing with, she tries shouting out loud to scare it off, but unfortunately, it doesn't work. So she gets the heck out of there as fast as possible, and this is what happens.
Ah! I think I'm gonna stick up the field and walk up the road, even though it's gonna be harder. It's cooler out here, I get more of a break. Let me breathe. What is that? It's a snow! What is it? Dude, no! It looks like a person, man. But no person. It looks like a fucking person. Stop! It just keeps getting up and down, up and down. Stop! Fuck, I can't run. Somebody drive by!
Did you see that? What actually looks like some sort of furry humanoid creature can be seen lurking in the woods and then afterwards pacing towards her. Whatever this thing is, it seems as if it doesn't want to go much further nor closer to the road nearby, so I'm guessing that this could be Bigfoot or some sort of humanoid creature. After being posted, the video caught a lot of attention, and it seems that most internet users agree that this is possibly a dogman. Stories about the dogman were first reported in the 1800s in the rural areas of Michigan, and it's a tall humanoid creature described to be half man and half dog. Over the years, supposed encounters and sightings of the dogman have been reported all over the United States.
Whoa. Here's something really strange and almost Blair Witch-like.
Now, taking into consideration that the camera quality isn't the best and that it was almost nighttime, I'd say that it's very difficult to affirm that this is the dogman or anything like that. However, there are a couple of things that make me think that this might be the real deal. Not only was she reacting as if she was legit scared, there is more evidence of the supposed existence of this dogman type creature. And in many of the other videos that people supposedly capture, you can see it behaving in a very similar way. In this particular video recorded in Brazil, a group of people supposedly capture what looks like a dogman on camera. You can see it nodding its head, just like you see in her encounter. In this other video recorded by two fishermen in the United States, we can see a similar creature in the distance.
Okay, so it's something, a dog or what?
Hola, at first, it seems as if this could be just a dog, a really big one. It's when it stands up, just like you see in her video, that the two fishermen realize that this is something else entirely. So whatever's going on here, I'm guessing that this could be the real deal, but I'm gonna leave it up to you. What do you really think is going on here? Could this be a person following her around, the dogman, or is it something else entirely? And do you think that some of the 411 missing cases could have something to do with these mysterious humanoid creatures that supposedly roam the woods in the United States? What's your take? Have you ever woke up one day feeling as if you were still inside of a dream? You go outside and things look normal, but there's still something that's off about the little details, and you can't exactly make out what it is. Now, even though this is something that sounds like coming out of a sci-fi movie, it's something that for the past few months has been happening with a lot of people.
All right, look at this matrix. You see water dripping right there. Yeah? When I walk over to go look at it, ain't no water dripping. Like, you can see this. You can see that dripping. But you can't see it over there.
Now, when we see something that doesn't make sense, our brain immediately starts trying to find an explanation. And it's when we can't find one that we start getting this strange feeling as if we're inside of a dream, or sometimes a broken simulation.
There's this picture on my dad's phone, and it's really scary, and they think it's the last thing he's gonna see before he dies.
This just showed up on his phone out of nowhere. It says January 30th, 2027, and no one knows where this picture was taken from or what it's of. He doesn't remember taking this picture.
And this is exactly what happened with internet user Breakin' Pop while he was driving to the supermarket on a sunny morning. This is what he caught on camera.
Where is this car that's reflecting on this Boston Pizza window? It's a Corvette C8. I seriously don't see that car anywhere. Where's that car? What? Where is that car? Hello, where's that car? Where is this car?
While sitting down at his car, Breakin' Pop notices something odd. He sees the reflection of an orange Corvette, but the car is nowhere to be seen. Now completely baffled, he posts the video to TikTok in hopes that someone might have an explanation for it. Some internet users suggest that the orange Corvette is actually parked behind a black SUV. But if we zoom in and replay a certain moment in the video, we can clearly see that there are cars passing over this spot. So that's not it. Other internet users suggest that Breakin' Pop should get out of the car and check the glass window for himself to see if there's any distortion or anything that could explain why we can't see the car anywhere else.
So I'm walking to it right now. If you look at it actually from this point of view, the reflections look kind of accurate. There's a place, there's a white car reflecting, that's right here. And no, there's like no car in there.
Strange, isn't it? There are no distortions in the glass window and no cars inside the store. So whatever's going on here, I can't seem to find a reasonable explanation for this bizarre reflection in the glass window. Is it possibly a legit glitch in the Matrix, or is it something else entirely? But when it comes to unexplained things caught on camera, it doesn't stop there.
What the f*** is that? Y'all see that? Is it sitting there?
On July 2024, a man by the name of Kevin Clark was in Chalmette, Louisiana, when all of a sudden he noticed this bizarre phenomenon in the sky. So he went outside and immediately began to record, and this is what he saw. Check this out.
I just told me to look up in the sky, and I look up. What the f*** is that? Y'all see that? Is it sitting there? Let me zoom out. Y'all see that?
What at first looks like dozens, if not hundreds, of small objects can be clearly seen hovering in the same place in the sky. Whatever these things are, they completely disappear in just a few minutes.
Homie said he can't see him. He's zooming in right here. Damn, I can't see him no more.
After being posted to Instagram and Facebook, the video caught a lot of attention, and internet users were debating if these are drones, balloons, or possibly a glitch in the Matrix. After replaying the video for a couple of times in slow-mo, it looks as if these are not balloons, and it seems that other people also agree. Balloons wouldn't be hovering in the exact same place for that long. Not only that, it seems as if these objects are hovering high up in the sky, meaning that these are not spiders or spider web or anything like that. Strange, isn't it? But to make things even stranger, there were also other people who left comments stating that they saw something similar and that it also vanished completely out of thin air. So whatever these things are, I'm guessing that it's not balloons nor drones, but I could be wrong. But when it comes to unexplained glitches, there's more.
I'm watching the 2024 Olympics in Paris, guys.
About a week ago, a very strange video surfaced the internet, and it was originally posted by Woke1788. In the video, something really strange happens during a live broadcast in the Olympics, and this is what happened.
Now, I'm watching the 2024 Olympics in Paris, guys, and watch LeBron James shapeshift on live TV. LeBron Lizard Man James, look at his eyes. Look at his eyes. You see the reptile eyes right there? This is a high class shapeshifter. LeBron Lizard Man James caught live shapeshifting in the 2024 Olympics. I can't believe this. Press play. Rewind it. This is live TV. Look at this. Look at that.
Did you see that? On one specific moment of the live broadcast, the TV seems to glitch, and in this particular moment, LeBron James's eyes seem to somehow shapeshift into what looks like a reptile type of eye. After being posted to the internet, the video caught a lot of attention, and most internet users seem to agree that this is just a TV glitching or a TV lag, which could be the case if it weren't for the fact there are some really strange things about this particular video. One internet user states, "All the people saying it's just a bad signal explain why his eyes changed color and explain why it is clearly a reptile eye and not pixelated." Another internet user points out how it was very strange for the original video to be mysteriously taken down just a couple of days after it was posted. So, what happened here? Why was the original video taken down? Could it be because this is possibly the real deal, or is it just a coincidence? But I want to know your thoughts. What do you really think is going on here? Is this just a live broadcast glitch, or is it something else entirely? Now, I don't know about you, but when I was younger, I used to believe in ghosts, paranormal activity, and that sort of thing. And then I grew up, and I started thinking that maybe it was just something that our parents or grandparents tell us so that we go to sleep earlier and that sort of thing. But then, if you start asking doctors or people who work at the morgue or security guards who work late at night, you'll notice that most of them have some sort of strange story of something that left them completely creeped out, something that they can't explain.
But it's inside, man. Tapping on the window out there.
Yeah.
Top window.
Yeah.
Bottom window. Yeah.
I can only see it on his
phone. What the hell does his face look like? So, man, it disappeared.
And this is exactly what happened just recently with Binho Pessoa in Brazil.
Gente, quer ver histórias de hospitais à noite? Olha aí, olha isso daqui.
Now, Binho Pessoa works as a doctor at a hospital in Brazil, and he was working the night shift when all of a sudden something really strange happened, and he caught it all on camera. This is what he saw.
Gente, quer ver histórias de hospitais à noite? Olha aí, olha isso daqui. Leito 12, tá vendo? Você está estável, tá até bacana. Aí a gente vai contar histórias de hospitais. Olha o leito 12. E a gente que não acredita, né? Mas é assim mesmo. Ninguém tem que ter medo disso.
Did you see that? Even though there's absolutely no one in bed number 12, the heart monitor is showing signs of life. And if that's not paranormal activity, I'm not sure what that is. But it would definitely creep me out if I ever saw something like this. But when it comes to paranormal activity, it doesn't stop there.
Uh-huh. So what?
On April 18th, a security guard somewhere in the Dominican Republic noticed something really odd while working the night shift. As he was watching one of the CCTV cameras, he noticed what at first looked like some sort of orb descending from the sky.
11 y 11 minutos. Yo quiero que usted cheque en la pantalla, en la parte izquierda, un objeto que va ahí bajando. Del techo, viene bajando el objeto, viene bajando el objeto.
This is when all of a sudden this thing kind of lands in front of the building he was working at and starts floating around as if it has a mind of its own. And this is what he saw. Check this out.
Mira cómo está el objeto rojo en la esquina. Salí de nuevo otra vez. Mira cómo está brincando. Mira allá cómo se mete como el lavadero. Mira cómo va bajando el lavadero. Míralo ahí. Mira, mira cómo viene ahí. Mira cómo viene ahí. Claro, para mí, yo nunca he visto una bruja, pero para mí esa es una bruja.
Did you see that? What at first looks like some sort of orb descending from the sky kind of transforms into this thing, wearing some sort of red cloak and jumping around from one place to the other in a very organic manner, suggesting that this is possibly not a drone or a balloon nor anything like that. After being posted, the video caught a lot of attention and left several internet users completely divided. While some believe that this is just a plastic bag randomly flying in the wind, others suggest that this is the real deal and that it might be a Nahual, a witch, or some sort of demon. Now, I'm not exactly sure if this is a witch, a Nahual, or something like that, but the amount of comments of people stating that they had a similar experience leads me to believe that this might be the real deal. Not only that, the way that this thing is moving and the fact that it seems as if it's wearing a red cloak makes me think that this is some sort of entity or possibly a djinn. Strange, isn't it? But it gets even stranger in this next video posted by Sophia Clayton while she was babysitting for a couple who had gone out for dinner.
Look at this. What is that?
Now everything was going as it should and Sophia had just tucked the kid into bed when all of a sudden she noticed that there were these timeout dolls spread throughout the house. She started getting creeped out and decided to make a video of it, and this is what happens.
Sitting and I just found the creepiest thing. Look at this. What is that? Oh my god. No, but what is it? It's so creepy! It's freaking me out. Is this real hair? Oh my god, and look.
As she explores the house, she begins finding more and more of these creepy timeout dolls, and this is when things take a really strange turn. Check this out.
I just came in to make dinner, and look what I found. It's a boy this time. Oh my god. Why would you look at that? Why would anyone have this in their house?
She touches one of the timeout dolls and decides to take a picture next to it. And this is when really creepy things start happening. Check this out.
Max? Couldn't I be out of bed? Okay, I think I'm just gonna get him and go because it's really freaking me out.
Did you see that? While Sophia is taking a picture next to the timeout doll, in the background we can see something moving. It looks as if it could be another timeout doll, or maybe the kid that she had just put to sleep. But she checks the house and there's no one around except for the fact that one of the timeout dolls seems to have slightly moved from one place to the other. This is when Sophia starts realizing that she's not all alone, that there's something really weird going on. After posting the video, it quickly went viral. There were several people giving advice about these timeout dolls being somewhat haunted. Now, I'm not exactly sure if they are haunted or not. What I do know, however, is that there's something really creepy going on in this home. But I want to know your take. Have you ever heard of these timeout dolls? Are they really haunted? And what really happened with Sophia that night? Well, this is it for now, but we do have more videos. Don't forget to check them out. And don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. And if you want to send me strange videos or stories, thatimpossiblechannel@gmail.com. And I'll see you guys again.